Is it that simple? Like, oh, can you just move to another manager or an agent? Because if you're in demand, like, surely people be
Yeah.
bidding to like work with you and your vision.
But like the reality is that this is the system that we're dealt as artists, right? The reality is that if you look at the impacts of the music industry, flying and artist travel is not the biggest impact anyway. It's audience travel
Yeah.
is the biggest impact of the music industry, right? And there's a lot of, there's other impacts that are bigger than the artist traveling, because you're still talking about such a small percentage of the people who are operating the industry who are traveling like that. I mean, streaming, music streaming has an insane carbon footprint, right? Like, it's huge. So, and it's bigger than it ever was with CDs or records, even though those are physical products, just because of the amount of energy that's required to operate the servers and the data transfer. How do we, work on changing that system? That's another thing to think about. So it's just putting it on artists' flights, because it's easy, because, right, artists are the public-facing part of the industry. Artists fly a lot. And look, yes, like, we should not be standing for culturally private jets. Like, that's got to go. If you're making millions and millions a year from your music, I would call on you to take a step back and do some soul searching and ask if you really need to do that extra show on the private jet.
Catch the full episode dropping tomorrow on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever else you get your podcasts.